ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. I'm talking with my guest, Dr. Tim Fischel, a cardiologist who's written an amazing new book called Burn Calories While You Sleep. And Dr. Fischel, so basically what you're saying is interesting. So, you know, you shouldn't be aimed towards burning the calories during your workout, even though, you know, you watch The Biggest Loser, Last Chance Workout, whatever. But the key is to change your whole metabolic rate so you're constantly burning calories all the time.
Yes.
While you sleep.
So it's really, you know, the comparison, the analogy I like to use for this is if you went to the bank and you had $1,000 and you gave it to them, being on the treadmill, they're going to say to you, okay, thanks for your $1,000, and we're going to give you for that, we'll give you the $1,000 back a year from now plus $10. That's your interest payment. But when you do it with high-intensity skeletal muscle stressing and reform and remodel and continue to make new muscle fibers and transform the metabolic rate of the muscle and make it recover after this strenuous exertion, the banker is going to come back a year later, here's your $1,000 and $1,000 interest.
Wow.
That's the burning calories while you sleep. So there's benefit and there's continued calorie burning as you remodel the skeletal muscle, rebuild it, build mitochondria, which makes the muscle stronger and able to contract harder. And this also creates strength as you move into your middle age.
Okay. Compounded interest, extra compounded interest.
Exactly.
Right? So tell us, give us an example, and I know people need to buy the book on Amazon.com, Burn Calories While You Sleep, to get every single type of exercise. But give us an example of this high-intensity skeletal muscle resistance. Give it one of the things that you maybe do.
Yeah, so, you know, it's set up, and if you look at the book, there's one exact workout that you need to do. Now, in the book, there is what I call a classic burn calories workout. It's kind of the workout that I do.
Uh-huh.
But the key to this is every muscle group in every workout gets intensively strained. Many of these exercises engage two or three or four major muscle groups simultaneously. And so that is what makes it so aerobic. It also makes it more efficient. That is, we're recurrently, repeatedly stressing, straining under aerobic conditions many muscle groups. And then the other crucial part is your abdominal muscles. And people think I'm kind of crazy. And part of the book is how you do what I call crunches in your car. I personally do about 5,000 crunches a week.
Wow.
And you'll be shocked how strong your core strength is and what that does to your metabolic rate.
So, and doing the crunches, what are you doing? You're just contracting your stomach muscles while you're driving?
Yeah. So
distracting
you're,
you?
Again, I advise you to get the book and look at the description.
Right.
But you're sitting up straight. You have maybe one hand, as I say, put one hand on your abdominal muscles so you can really feel the intense contraction. Not both hands, stupid, you're driving a car.
I hope you're doing it at a red light or maybe before you get out. We don't want to encourage distracted driving.
Yeah, very careful, though, when you're at the red light so that if people are watching you, they don't think you're having some gastrointestinal disorder or some other experience, if you will. So
right,
very careful at red light so you don't embarrass yourself.
Okay. And you're just contracting your stomach muscles and you're feeling it and you're doing it over and over again.
Yeah, so I'll do sets of 100. It's about 3/4 of a second per contraction. It's contracting every abdominal muscle fiber you have as hard as you can possibly contract it, as if someone's about to hit you in the belly with a fist. That's how hard. And I'll do sets of 100. You know, I'll do 3 or 4 sets of 100 on my way to work and 3 or 4 sets of 100 coming home from work.
Wow. Okay. And then when you're doing it in the gym, and there are great pictures in the book, the workout is you're just moving from, you know, weight to weight or machine to machine. A couple of them look like you're doing machines.
Yeah, so
there's no breaks hardly, is that it? There's hardly any breaks? That's where the aerobics
come in? That's the aerobic part. That's exactly right, Lee. So you're doing this continuously in circuits, engaging multiple muscle groups intensively for short duration, only two sets, but multiple repetitions, and it's nonstop for about 20 or 25 minutes. And when I say nonstop, it's like 15 or 20 seconds between sets, so there is no rest, really. And that's what makes it also your aerobic workout, highly efficient.
Okay. And then what about diet? I mean, you can't just do this alone. You talk about diet in the book. You have some rules, right? Some key rules about dieting. Let's talk about that.
That's crucial. You can't, and I'm happy to say that, you know, Dr. Dean Ornish, who's very well known, you know, helped to write, he wrote the foreword, he wrote part of the eating chapter and endorses this eating approach, which is a slightly different approach. And I don't have a lot of time on the show to talk in a lot of detail, but there are really what I define as the 10 rules of eating. And almost all of these have to do with the fundamental principle of what I call connecting your brain to your mouth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this has to do with recognizing when you're full, stopping eating when you're full, not eating when you're not hungry, and then a number of things to make sure that you are full, stay full. So grazing, eating slowly, small portions, eating a snack before your dinner to actually curb your appetite. As I say, your mother was right, it'll ruin your dinner. And then follow rule two, which is when you're full, you're done. So there's some kind of funny rules, but there's some real rules. And I can almost guarantee if you follow these 10 rules every day, if you're overweight, you will eat 2,000 calories a day less. To put that in perspective, that's 3.5 hours walking on a treadmill, taken out of your mouth. When you do that, you know what happens? You lose a lot of weight.
You do lose a lot of weight. And you talk about... you know, eating slowly, so that is true. You need your brain to catch up with your mechanism in your stomach that tells you you're full, right? Is that one of
That's
the rules?
That's exactly right. Yeah, there are two main signals that tell your brain that you have enough food. One is the blood sugar goes up from the absorption of the food into from your small intestines. That takes about 20 or 30 minutes for that to happen. And then the other is stretching of your stomach itself, which sends nerve signals to your brain that says, hey, my stomach is stretched. You must have enough food. That takes 20 minutes. So if you take 3,000 or 4,000 calorie greasy dinner and just take a fork and go da-da-da-da-da-da-da and stuff it away in about 8 minutes, you'll never get to feel full. And then you'll be overeating constantly, and you'll be eating probably 3,000 or 4,000 calories a day more than you would if you ate slowly in small portions and paying attention to whether you're full or not full, hungry or not hungry.
Right. So you're dining, which I'm amazed because you're so busy running different companies, running a fellowship program, doing this. How do you have the time to eat slowly? I don't get that.
That's a great question, Lee. But it's worth taking the time, and it does allow you to maybe enjoy your meal a little more, and in the end, eat less. And so one of the funniest rules is that rule number one is, if you're not hungry, don't eat. And rule number two is, when you're full, you're done. And my favorite rule is rule number three, dessert is not a reward for breaking rule two.
Right.
So you can't eat past full, eat like a pig, stuff it down 8 minutes, and then reward yourself with dessert.
That's true. But occasionally indulging in dessert, or a little bit?
Small desserts, for sure. I love sweet things. But how about 3 or 4 bites of ice cream, a couple of bites of the cheesecake that your friend next to you ordered, and taking 2 bites of that very slowly. Enjoy something sweet after the meal. Most people like that, but not 2 pieces of cheesecake.
Right. Well, this is a great book, Amazon.com, Burn Calories While You Sleep. And it's true, I always say these health books are not novel, but putting them together so that people can use it, easy, good information, great tables, I highly recommend it. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tuned in to your health.